May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, January 25th, 2025. And since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations worldwide, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating five newsletters that I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. When you listen to the podcast, these newsletters are linked in the footnotes, so you can click on these links and follow along while I'm discussing them. Pause the podcast when you see those videos or articles that interest you, so you can create your own customized multimedia show in the process. So today I'll be discussing these five newsletters. On January 13th, you know, the week before Trump's election inauguration, there was an article, do not consent to isolation and quarantine. This is in regard to how they're ramping up the bird flu fear porn. January 18th, right before Trump's inauguration, I have a newsletter on inaugurating the highest vision we can grasp. I'm trying to hold the immaculate concept for Trump's inauguration, inaugurating the highest vision we can grasp. And I go into that January 20th, the day of Trump's inauguration. I have a compendium newsletter on the greatest show on earth, Trump's reality. Now, you can take that two ways. It's Trump's reality, or you can Trump reality, the greatest show on earth. And then, That gets into some of the drama going on with this inauguration. But we're talking about big drama, folks. I mean, most people's heads are spinning if they've been trying to follow in the news and everything that's going on. It's been like a blitzkrieg. So January 23rd, I published an article. Trump has launched global revolution. That's with a small R, you know, emphasizing 90% of the word revolution, which is evolution. Trump has launched global revolution. That was 3 days later. And then yesterday I published AI governance is the number one, A1 challenge to God governance. So AI governance is the number one, A1 challenge to God governance. And that's I'm going to go into that one first. It was published yesterday, and it's got some really amazing stuff that's happened since his inauguration that's come out that is creating massive drama. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. There's a lot of drama on the world stage right now. We're ending a 6,500-year period of human relationships based on dominance, power, and control. And we are entering a new relationship paradigm based on social conscience and cooperation. More recently, we're closing out the 2,000-year age of Pisces and leaving behind blind faith and fear-based behavior as we enter a more enlightened Aquarian age. So right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is experiencing some very unique quantum field energies with the moon in Sagittarius and the sun in the first degrees Aquarius. A fire sign. What am I talking about here? I'm pulling up the chart as we speak. Yeah, the sun is in the first days of Aquarius. And there's some interesting geometry aspects going on right now. Really interesting aspects going on right now. And there's a tight yod, which is, you know, highly focused, right on with the geometry of divinity aspects with Mars, sextile Uranus, and both of them in conjunct, creating a finger of God or a fickle finger of fate with a moon in Sagittarius, which is a higher mental fire energy, which we're going to be going into today. And there's other aspects. I spent the rest of the show talking about some of the really amazing quantum field astrology psychology right now. There's a tight talent triangle with Mars is trine Venus, and both Mars and Venus are sextile Uranus in Taurus. I mean, I got too much to cover today. I'm going to have to skip over the astrology psychology. And again, realize that these aspects, these geometric, quantum field, energetic aspects are reflections of, you might say, frames of reference in the holographic field for coherence and congruence, as resonates, you know, in the field, the quantum field between our ears, you know, and of course, energetically, we know that from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, there is a field where we register consciousness. And this is an understanding that's going mainstream in the Aquarian quantum age. But so enough of the cosmic weather, these newsletters I want to discuss. I'm going to go right into it. The one that was published yesterday first on AI governance is the A1 challenge to God love governance. I mean, AI is godless. And it's in the direction of these supercomputers. These computers are supercomputers, not just with sentience, but with overbearing interest in ownership and control, you might say, of the human and physical resources of humanity. I'll be going into that. But, you know, the byline of this title is, will Trump's Stargate project optimize human intelligence or build out the deep state control matrix? This is a heavy issue, folks. I'm going to be going, I have 5 different videos on the Stargate thing. If you haven't heard much about it and you really want to understand it, if you watch these videos and read the articles I've got here, what's happened the last 5 days, some of the best and brightest on the internet have come out with, you might say, definitive overviews, insight and outlook for understanding the overview of what's going on with this, what they call Stargate. Okay. So it's time to be pro-human, not transhuman. And that's kind of a play on words, but I mean, we're talking about more light and love, easier and faster, or tyranny. You know, like, this is a turning point, decision point, and I'm saying here that the defining issue for global civility in 2025 is whether mainstream humanity will wake up, wise up, and rise up with the gold standard for common sense. Now, in that regard, I've got this graphic of the full spectrum love, light, man logo, you know, and the byline there is that the Aquarian veil is thinning, higher frequencies are winning, the great awakening of us as united sovereigns of Earth. Now, I do these little kind of meme, you know, little ditties to basically coalesce energy, consciousness with word concepts, frames of reference that keynote, in this case, again, the great shift of energies as we enter Aquarius, higher frequencies. And how that, what this has to do with the great awakening of all of us on Earth, and us as united sovereigns of Earth. So we will rise in 2025 or stall for lack of real intelligence. So get real, folks. Be aware of the serious AI crisis and opportunity. So this is a very timely newsletter I'm going to go into now on how AI will change everything. And yet, the Aquarian gold standard remains the same flame of universal love, universal cosmic love, as the first principles of cosmic law language for involving and evolving our individual and collective conscience along more enlightened lines that frame, again, cosmic law language of being love. So that's my shtick, and I'm sticking to it. So the first article is, Trump announces up to $500 billion in private sector AI infrastructure investment. This is, again, just published, what, 3 days ago on Reuters. And this is all breaking news. And the quote from President Trump in a little 2-minute video in this link is, "Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate." It's not Stargate like in the movie, and I'll be going into that, the movie and the series. There was a series, Stargate SGI, ran for 10 years. I'll be going into that. But in the meantime, in brief, understanding Trump's agenda blitz. I mean, we're talking about a blitz with his agenda. And there's so much stuff that's happened. But if you strip away all the shock and awe since Trump's inauguration on Monday and witness Warp Speed 2.0 with digital biometric identity surveillance systems. And again, if you strip it away, you can see what's going on. It's clearly explained in the short video I provide. And this is one of the Reese Report videos. I think it's 6 minutes long. Goes into how the AI grid and mRNA gene therapy injections announced on Trump's second day in office. I mean, this is shocking news. This is great. The MAHA movement, Make America Healthy Again, you know, Robert RFK Jr., you know, people are shaking in their boots. What's going on here? mRNA gene therapy injections, AI grid or surveillance grid? If you watch the video, this Reese Report, and the excerpt of Larry Ellison and the other billionaires talking about what they want to inject into our bodies with glee, and they're looking at this like this is a really good thing. I mean, this is, it's like shock therapy. You know, for a lot of people are in shock. A lot of people are just, you know, they're in the kind of shock where they're just, they can't believe what's happening. They don't know what's happening. There's so much happening. It's like information overload. And information overload can be just as severe to consciousness as sensory deprivation. I mean, the debilitating effects of information overload can have the same effect of sensory deprivation. You know, in isolation and quarantine, you know, so it's just like the opposite thing we're seeing right now, where people are being overwhelmed with information that does not compute. You know, we don't want any more vaccines. And we thought we were beyond that. And there's mixed signals regarding vaccine that Trump's giving. All kinds of mixed signals. I won't go into them all, but these videos do. There's two videos from, it's called AI Revolution, who produces videos to get you up to speed. One of them is on Stargate itself, the biggest AI project ever, like, again, $500 billion. This Stargate thing, and of course, the money behind it, OpenAI, SoftBank, and Trump, it shocked America. America's, at least people that have got their finger on the pulse of what's going on, there just is so much change so fast. Anyway, one of the other video by AI Revolution is really sobering as far as what's going on with these bots, these robots, these butcher bots, these AI-powered bots. We're talking about rapid deployment of robotic dogs, humanoids, and drones, you know, highlighting their potential to revolutionize warfare and reshape global power dynamics. That's not, you know, the videos, most people have no idea. This is technology now. They're rolling it out. China's in mass production of these robots. And it looks like they're planning that here in America. So be aware, folks. They're building out the matrix right in front of us. You know, the empire is building out the matrix right in front of us. So this is what big tech has been pioneering as a digital gulag social credit system in communist China, with intent and motive to profit from a global AI grid control, you know, AI godless matrix management of life on Earth. Now, I mentioned before, you know, Stargate SGI, you know, a popular science fiction TV series from, I think it was 97 to 2007, ran 10 years, very popular, watched every episode, most of them twice, because science fiction is quite often used to tell us about things that are going on that in the lamestream media, you know, it's like taboo to talk about, you know, technology that's hundreds of years beyond what we see here on Earth. So what this sci-fi series is about, it's about a secret military team called SG-1, Stargate 1, is an A-1 team, is formed to explore other planets through newly discovered stargates. Latter episodes in the series, in the latter years, got into this great battle with the AI godless enemy that's been invading our galaxy. Now, that's reality in 2025. I mean, regarding the Galactic Federation and through the secret space program, we learned from Corey Good and others how the AI Borg, you might say, you know, has been, they've already taken over the outer planets in our spiral galaxy where there's less light from the great central sun as emanates intelligence of the, you know, the quantum source field. There's less light. In the outer rims of our galaxy and there are numerous planets there that have been supposedly taken over already by the AI, like I refer to it as the Borg collective, whatever, the AI collective. Anyway, this, I'm not saying for sure, but this is the reality of 2025. This, we're dealing with this AI intelligence that really wants to take over, but could, you know. And I'm looking at how it could be used for good. It could be really good, you know. But in the meantime, witness, you know, the in-our-face end times, new times scenarios with this challenge and opportunity of darkness into light. You know, and then I have a video here that says it's from Hurting Humanity. And this video's got an edge to it. It's called Stargate. It took Trump less than 24 hours to bring in the New World Order's AI governance. Now, when I'm talking about AI governance, I'm talking about this AI collective that's got its own godless, you know, momentums of control. And we're getting it where we're starting to see general intelligence with AI, and they're talking about super intelligence with the supercomputers they're developing now, and it's just gone amok. So this is a very contentious video, and it emphasizes the AI danger with shocking clarity, and I recommend that those who are following along with the narrative and of course this narrative is archived on the Heartcom Network archives page, and most of you that are following my newsletter that are on my list, you can always join the list at Substack. You know, just put in Christopher Rudy on Substack. It's a free sign up, and I'm publishing usually once or twice a week, sometimes three times a week, like this last week. And you can always, when I'm giving the show, I'm going through those archives, and even though I'm giving it live, you can go to the Heartcom Network archive page, you know, pull it up and follow along. And you can see what I'm talking about, this video that's very controversial because it's shocking, the danger of AI. It's very clear in specificity. So some of you, I think, would appreciate that and watch that. You know, if you have the time, and everyone's time is precious these days. There's videos here. Quite often I'll say, you know, skip to such and such part of the video. And this one I'm saying skip to 29 minutes, 42 seconds for the summary. So the deep state, a media matrix is normalizing nonsense to keep you from paying attention to what they're building out. Their New World Order, that I refer to the New World Odor that stinks to high heaven, because it sacrifices freedom for security until we're stuck in the matrix. No freedom nor security. And one of these videos, I think it's the one by Mike Adams, Jeff Rentz goes into a rant explaining how, and that's on the webpage, Substack webpage. He provides a link and a rant by Jeff Rentz where he goes into explaining that their intention is to create chaos, absolute chaos, so people will accept the security of universal basic income, UBI, and give you such security. But with the security, you've got to accept the rules, the social credit surveillance rules, where You're sacrificing freedom for security until you're stuck in the matrix with no freedom nor security. Kind of a exact parallel of what Ben Franklin said at the revolutionaries said back at the revolution, that the danger is to give up freedom for security until we have neither. And this is the danger now, folks. So Robert Malone, MD, one of the most brilliant people on the subject of the mRNA vaccines and AI, well, the mRNA platform, because he developed it. And he has some very interesting things to say about the Stargate program with the AI vaccines. I mean, he says, this is a reality check. Curb your enthusiasm. Beware of grifters. No. And so, I'm going to have to move through this a little quickly. So I'm skipping down to the summary comments, you know, that we should, you know, keep your head while others are losing theirs. And a lot of people, their heads have been blown this last week. It's just like the information, the sensationalism is off the chart. So the 3D world, as we know, it's moving fast to an AI future. And this could be phenomenal given holistic checks and balances with 4D telecom tools and processes, you know, like real-time 4D tools and processes for interactive mass-to-mass interaction for wisdom of the cloud. Crowdsourcing our intelligence to empower us, you know, to get our act together, which is, as we do that, we're creating, you know, 5D unity in diversity. 5D unity in diversity. So for a more positive vision of this bright side of AI, and there's a bright side, you know, harnessed, it's phenomenal. I mean, we're talking about really the potential to harness the power of love. And I love the quote by Teilhard de Chardin. I don't know how to pronounce that, but he says, quote, man can harness the winds, the waves, and the tides, but when we can harness the power of love, then for the second time in the history of the world, man will have discovered fire. So when I talk about God, love, governance, the power of love, and how this is, you know, this is being challenged by AI governance, running everything with AI and the control matrix. I mean, this is the crisis, and there's an opportunity here. So there's this video by Mike Adams that is brilliant. He gets the positive vision of AI and the benefits that we can get from it. I highly recommend that video. And he's also saying, you know, this is an urgent time to support RFK Jr. And those hearings with RFK Jr. are coming up this next week, folks. I mean, this is going to be big because, you know, this is the whole push by Trump already for these mRNA jabs, vaccines. I mean, jabs created with artificial intelligence and deployed in 48 hours, you know, with no testing. I mean, we're talking about this is insanity. You know, and they and Trump has promoted this right before he's going to bring RFK Jr. on, who's made an incredible case for the vaccines have not been safe and effective, and it should be stopped. I mean, we're being set up for some serious drama here this next week, folks. So urgent action, you know, to support RFK Jr. and make America healthy again. So say no to the weaponized AI mRNA jab. Just say no. Now, this is the article I'm going to go into next. It's actually the one I gave 2 weeks ago in the series. I gave the most recent, but the first one was about 2 weeks ago, was just say no to vaccines. And I could go into the rest of this article. You can go into that yourself. I've got some keynote concepts on the resolution of the matrix model with a co-creation model, you know, and how, you know, the top priority is, you know, real holistic hardware solution to the systemic heartless AI problem and unity and diversity and how we can co-create and the quads of archetypal manifestation for 5D integration of the capstone, the creative ascent process. Now, this is these graphics, and you can go to the page I'm referring to on the governance challenge. And there's geometries and concepts that are universal. They're archetypal. You know, Carl Jung, the mandalic wholeness That's universal archetypes, from Hopi sand paintings to Tibetan sand paintings to, you know, the ancient mandalas, you know, the fire, air, water, and earth, spirit, spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, you know, the four quadrants of self and civilization, you know, government, education, healthcare, and the economy. You know, these are these four archetypal, you might say, gateways to the capstone or portals to the cosmic universal law, language, connection, source, God, love, I am, presence. There's a lot of different ways to reference this understanding of how it is our destiny to love with all our strength, mind, heart, and soul, and are all connected, netizen neighbors as thyself. In other words, we have a global village, the family of man's getting connected. You know, the potential, the real potential for unity and diversity. And by God's grace, in God's time, we're going to have more light and love easier and faster. So back to this article on January 13th on the full moon. This full moon was like a culmination of angst and people nationwide on this issue of government agencies. And here locally, what they're trying to do is to get an isolation and quarantine agreements on the books so that the local health department would have total control to lock everything down if there's another plandemic 2.0. I know this sounds crazy, but it was a big event here locally. I've got an article on it that goes into it. So what I'm saying here, this is again back, this is back on the 13th. I was saying that Trump's presidential inauguration on the 20th, plus RFK with RFK Jr. on board, now is a time of great expectation for justice, truth, and hopefully reconciliation on all levels. And thanks to the Internet's great awakening of netizens worldwide, local communities everywhere are getting a grip on truth and reconciliation process regarding mass pharmacide and local complicity by our health officials. Pharmacide is death by pharma. Pharmacidal Fauci may get a pardon from obtuse Biden, but real harm has been done worldwide. Justice and reconciliation begins with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. By God's grace, it's about time. Shift happens. And that's shift, S-H-I-F-T, happens. So this is in regard to an open letter to county commissioners and the health board regarding a health board meeting, and that was canceled. Apparently, the head of it felt threatened when this letter got circulated around that I'm going to go into. She felt threatened as if she were the victim and not us, and she called upon the county sheriff. After the following email was sent to many interested participants or just observers of this critical issue of authorizing quarantine powers to our health department, as was also done right before the last pandemic. So the email's content is graphically formatted, and I go into it. We're talking about an issue that is local governments, local health boards that are facing nationwide. There was a follow-up meeting this last week, Thursday, a few days ago, and hundreds of people packed the county courthouse. I mean, hundreds. They were overflowing out into the hallway. I've never seen so many. And these are all, and the people got up and spoke. There was all kinds of people who spoke. There were some really intelligent people speaking and saying, do not consent. This is wrong. They lied to us. They lied to us. They lied to us about safe and effective. They lied to us about the effective of masks, of 6-foot distancing. They made this stuff up. They lied to us. And, of course, in the letter that I sent, I was more specific as far as they were killing us. You know, the vaccines were, you know, and the numbers are in on it now. So you might say I stirred. I can't say that it was just me that got this, the health department lady to cancel the former meeting. She was there at this new meeting, and they were all kind of quiet while they let, I mean, for hours and hours, people came up to speak about how this was just wrong, what they had been doing. And, you know, I'm not taking it with a grain of salt, but all they wanted to do was get on the books so that if the people at the top came down with a, you know, vaccinate everybody mandates, that they had the power to do so with the sheriff backing it up. That's what they wanted to do. I think that's pretty much been stopped here locally, that, you know, they can see there's a lot of irate people over this issue. So some of the people there in the letter that I sent out, I said, some of you may remember me as the guy who in 2021 wrote 6 letters to the editor of the Livingston Enterprise at the beginning of COVID, exposing how the experimental mRNA vaccines were not safe nor effective, resulting in the Livingston Enterprise censoring all letters to the editor on COVID and vaccines. In other words, the solution, folks, is end freedom of speech. That's what they did. So the horror that followed, that was a global mass psychosis psyop that's now self-evident to all who have recovered from the great deception of invasive injections for a trumped-up virus, excuse the pun. I mean, and this is the keynote, folks. They somehow managed to demonize coughs, sniffles, and having no symptoms at all, but they normalized strokes, blood clots, neurological disorders, and died suddenly. We're talking about mass psychosis. This is like collective insanity over the last 4 years. This is what's been going on. So, I mean, over the last 4 years, the world has seen just how safe and effective the toxic vax side effects actually are. And then there's an article here that I referenced, global COVID vaccine death and damage estimates by Edward Dowd, where he explained, quote, that it's killed 7.5 to 15 million people. The vaccines have disabled 29 to 60 million. They've injured 500 to 900 million. And the arrests that have been made, zero. So that's the situation, folks. That's like a heads-up warning. Do not consent to this insanity. They have indemnity. They're moving ahead with it. They're doubling down now with these new mRNA, artificial intelligence mRNA vaccines. Give me a break. So our medical authorities lied and millions died. I mean, an ongoing tragedy far beyond the LA fires. I mean, history will validate that more Americans died with the vax than World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War combined, just from the figures above, listed above. I mean, it's like there's a global meltdown of sanity and civility by the deep state machinations that are inhumane, resulting in Gaza genocide and vax pharmacide. It's the same democide. I mean, look up the word democide. I mean, it's a killer vaccine worldwide. This is another article. That's the headline. It's a killer vaccine worldwide. Japanese researchers say the side effects of COVID vaccines linked to 201 types of diseases. This is from Global Research, December 20th. And fortunately, now I'm going to caveat here. Fortunately, many people in America, they got harmless placebo versions of this experimental mRNA vaccine concoction of numerous toxins. They got placebo versions. It was an experiment, folks. They've got it documented. I've published articles, if you follow along, sources you can go to find out which area that you live in and what kind of vaccines were, you know, which states were there, whether the placebos or the real vaccines, and they're starting to cover this up. Maybe you can't even find it now, but anyway, RFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, Kennedy explains how the same pharmaceutical companies who paid billions in criminal fines for corruption, false claims, and bribing doctors, they're now working hand-in-hand with globalist billionaires who think the world is overpopulated. This is the Larry Ellison, you know, that came up and spoke with Trump just this last week, the billionaires. They're pushing another artificial intelligence AI mRNA vaccine. So I talked about the danger of this by way of RFK Jr.'s book here 2 weeks ago, and here just the other day was verified the exact concern with Trump bringing out Larry Ellison and talking about how they're going to be creating these new mRNA AI vaccines within 48 hours to inject into our arms. So the only way they're going to get people to do that at this point, folks, if they create an extraordinary fear campaign of some way or another to mandate everyone has to have it, because who knows? Maybe they got drones going out and spraying stuff at different places with the intention of getting some infections going and just scare the bejesus out of everyone to get everybody to take the vax. Who knows? But after what's happened in the last 4 years, anything goes. I mean, by God's grace, enough good people will wake up, you know, soon enough, to basically make a stand for this. And here's RFK Jr. Now walking into this superstorm that's been created by Trump. And what's he going to say now? What's going on? What this is going to be some big drama. I mean, here you have RF Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that the vaccine companies are making $60 billion a year selling mandatory vaccines. They're also making $500 billion a year selling EpiPens, inhalers, anti-seizure medications, diabetes and arthritic meds, etc. Virtually all of the medications they sell are targeted to treat diseases that are listed as side effects of the vaccines on their own manufacturer inserts. It's the perfect business model. They make us all sick and create lifetime customers. Now, this is what's really going on. The vaccines inject stuff into us that creates a lifetime of disease that they treat, make 10 times more profits treating the diseases for the rest of our lives. They're making a killing, literally. this is true. Check it out. Doctors get those pesky vaccine manufacturer inserts that they never show you, or you might have vaccine hesitancy. Now, that's not well-informed choice. But then again, for pushing lots of vaccines on patients, doctors get big bonuses from the $2.2 trillion CARES Act that was rammed through Congress under COVID emergency fear porn extortion by way of pharmacidal Fauci. Your tax dollars at work. I mean, you know, they've incentivized a disease care system that's making a killing in the process. I mean, talk about a plot out of hell. But thanks to the internet, now here's the good part. There's a great awakening worldwide with the stirring of a new conscientious common sense that is refreshing. Communities around the world are having meetings here, like here in Livingston. See, this is, again, a letter to the editor I sent to the Livingston commissioners and the Board of Health. Boy, just create a shit storm. Just a whole storm. Stirred the pot. So communities around the world are having meetings, just like in Livingston, on this issue. This is a global issue, but it's a local issue because we're where the rubber meets the road. You know, when they talk about injecting stuff into our bodies, these new AI mRNA vaccines that has not been tested, you know, because they create them within 48 hours. I mean, we're talking about off the chart. If people don't realize this and go along with this, They're the living dead. They're just not awake. It's beyond sheeple. They're just, they're walking zombies. And a lot of people, because of the vaccines from before, are walking zombies. You know, when I say they're going through the motions, you know, but the wheel is turning, but the hamster's dead, you know. So thanks to the internet, again, there's this great awakening going on worldwide, and people are having meetings, and there's enough good people that care enough and stand up enough, we'll stop it. So it's reaching critical mass worldwide. I think it's reached critical mass. I think Trump is triggering the last vestiges of resentment and resistance he said many times, keep your enemies close to him. I'm not saying, I mean, Fauci was an enemy, kept him close to him. Fauci's now roasty toasty, you know, but what does it take? Are they doing Plandemic 2.0? What's going on now? This is going to be an interesting week, like I said. So there's this alliance going on. I call it the Netroots, you know, the internet. Instead of grassroots, now it's the Netroots. There's the decentralized Netroots alliance that's going on worldwide that's pro-life for our lives. I mean, we claim sovereignty to own our own lives, and we prefer well-informed consent to ill-informed mandates. And no personal or public wealth can compensate for severe loss of personal and public health freedom. if we don't own our own bodies, you know, we're already bots. You know, we're serving, you know, we're like robots serving the Borg. If we don't own our own health. And so it is, you know, with our core constitutional freedom. Suspending freedom of speech is not a solution to tyranny. It's the cause of it. And when well-informed choice is censored under authoritarian mandates, tyranny raises its ugly head. And to sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men. And you have Martin Luther King. I mean, that's why the government took him out. He said right up front, the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government. and that's one of the reasons why, you know, supposedly Trump put in an executive order to get the official papers, but been in suppressed on the investigation of the death of Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, all of them, you know, that's been covered up because the government was involved. We know that, and most people have, who've been following this stuff for 50 years, as I have, they know that. In any regard, in good conscience, we need to have some compassion because, you know, it's like we have found the enemy and he is us. There are people among us that were doing just like, and this is the gross analogy, but just like in Hitler's regime, when they were hung at Nuremberg and they just said they were following orders. And there's people locally on an estate level and nationally were just following order under Fauci. Protocols that were killing us and are still killing us. And now it's like they're doubling down. It's like, you know, it's like they're not going to admit that they were wrong and they're just going to force even more wrong upon us to prove it. I mean, it's like, it's nuts. So, I'm a homeopath, naturopath, holistic, you know, medical guy. I've, you know, had four holistic health centers. And, I've seen this coming. To me, it's like, you know, I can't think of anything better to do than witness to this drama. And Mark Twain said it well. He says it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. So the original medical Hippocratic oath is do no harm. And it's either we honor it or we're all hypocrites. Well, harm has been done to us. There are many ways we were all fooled by the COVID psyop. From top to bottom, there were public health officials who valued their professional careers more than real health science. I mean, there were the big pharma billionaires who valued personal profit more than public health. There were hospitals that profited from government-subsidized protocols for COVID, like remdesivir and ventilators that harmed more people than they helped. And due to the hyped-up hysteria, voices of reason concerned with genuine health security were drowned out by all the experts that were pushing vaccines 24/7 in mainstream media. Many of us, quote unquote, fools, thus sacrificed our core constitutional freedoms for disingenuous health security, they called it, until we were quarantined without freedom and we were vaxxed without health. And there's a link on this called notsafeandnoteffective.com. Just go to notsafeandnoteffective.com. That says a lot better than me what I'm talking about, how they lied to us and made fools out of us. So, I mean, are you aware or an open, and to what happened with the payoff of nationwide school boards and health departments that executed extreme public health policies financed by huge local grants, you know, virtually bribery from that $2.2 trillion CARES Act, or is local government closed and deceptive, admitting no harm or wrong? Again, are we open and transparent, or are we, or is local government closed and deceptive? And here's like, this is the choice I get into the recent piece. Again, today, I mean, open versus closed. We have an open system of freedom and opportunity, or a closed system of ownership and control from the top down. You know, it's like bottom up or top down, centralized or decentralized. This is the big issues of 2025. So adjudicating all this is difficult. And to restore confidence in Livingston Health Services or any, you know, local health board, community, you know, county, it'd be a gracious act of goodwill, I'm saying locally, if those responsible for local harm would fess up and make up or retire before they are compassionately replaced. Because how else can the Board of Health restore our trust at this point of forcing an issue of vaccines on our children, our population, whether they were just following orders or not? How do we restore at this point? Just, you know, they've done harm. They've done harm. And I know, is it enough for some people to know that their loved ones, you know, were suffering because they weren't allowed to see them in the hospital, or they were quarantined, and while they were suffering or dying or having loved ones or family or, you know, mates or children, and getting sick and die before your eyes because of the vaccine? You know, I mean, it's like, how do you restore trust at this point? I mean, people are hungry for justice and reconciliation. And that begins with truth and love, as the great soul, you know, Mahatma Gandhi said. Truth and love. Reconciliation and redemption is a process that requires humility with honor of the first principles of good government. It's not kind to be blind to the whole truth. If they can't do a whole truth and admit that it was wrong, then we're condemned to repeat our mistakes if we don't, you know, learn from them. So, I mean, we do need to support our elected officials who do not consent to isolation and quarantine, no matter how much the bird flu, fear porn, and the deep state is ramping up. To do what we did before and expect different results is neither prudent nor sane. So fool me once, the fool is me. Fool me twice, no thanks, no consent. So as I said to the board, the school board, the health board and the county commissioners, thank you for considering this appeal for some common sense that is pro-life for our life. Let's be wise and thrive in 2025. So, like I say, that really stirred the pot. And, excuse me, I'm going to have a little drink here. Okay, so I'm going to this next article. Now, this was January 18th, so 2 days before the inauguration. And I try to set a high note here, folks. And the title is Inaugurating the Highest Vision We Can Grasp. Call it reboot or jubilee or reset. Shift happens. Again, that's S-H-I-F-T. Shift happens. And there's a picture of the Earth flag there. It's got the picture of the Earth from deep space. And the words are, I pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it, and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. So I would say this one world under love, the concept of love as universal law language, and the first principles of cosmic law and the language of consciousness itself is kind of the keynote to taking the concept of worldwide love to the next level. So we the people are now the global netizens of Earth. The internet has created a global village of instant everywhere and interactive communication capability, and it is time that we finally get our act together to initiate or otherwise inaugurate a wholly different yet more transparent and decentralized system of global self-governance. By God's grace, our pure intention will focus our attention with love retention as empowers ascension in higher dimensions of unity, we the people comprehension. So let's be wise and thrive in 2025. That's one of my mantras. Let's be wise and rise. Let's be wise to rise and thrive in 2025. So to the exact extent that we embrace the highest vision and mission of virtue and valor for the victory of real intelligence with open source code, and I have a link on that source code regarding the frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic law. And with that, to that exact extent that we embrace this vision mission, you know, For the victory of real intelligence with open source code, we will naturally unite with a new common sense of us as united sovereigns of Earth. We've all heard that there's nothing more valuable than an idea that's found its time. Well, how about a complete reboot of global civilization? Excuse me. A refresh of civility, liberty, and justice for all. That's the victory. So I'm just saying, if you've ever had to reboot a computer, you know that sometimes it's just required to keep things running smoothly. Well, rebooting the economy with debt forgiveness has historical precedence called Jubilee, as was widely practiced by rulers who wanted to prevent rebellion due to excessive debt slavery. Most Americans are in massive debt with maxed out credit cards, and the government is in extreme debt from deficit spending. So 2025 is the year of debt jubilee, at least for the Vatican, and the Pope has called for debt forgiveness. So clearing the slate and transitioning to an economics of abundance could be a relatively smooth process, given mass awakening with the will to do so. But at this point, the prevailing economics of scarcity has succeeded to the point where it has created ultimate scarcity with a perverse form of crisis capitalism that makes a killing literally with creation and management of genocide, farmicide, and democide. There's that word, democide. Look it up. So if you know what really caused the fiery hell in Paradise, California, Maui, and now L.A., you won't have to do a search on directed energy weapons due from low-orbit satellites. I mean, are we finally ready for a systemic mass awakening power shift? The higher our vision of new order given Jubilee reboot, the greater the result to go mainstream in our conscience as us, united sovereigns of Earth. So keep in mind that all social, political, and economic problems are at core communication problems. How we come into unity, real community, with atonement as atonement for the sense of separation and divisive devolution that is the cause of all suffering. So the family of mankind now has the interactive communication capabilities for the benefit of all sovereign netizens of Earth. I mean, will our new leaders champion this unified vision? It's a global affair now, folks. And over the last 50 years, pioneering an Aquarian vision, I have been trend-fitting the computer internet revolution after emphasis on hardware, IBM, and then software, Microsoft, and then Netscape, for navigating the World Wide Web. That's when the computer became the network of computers. Well, this Netscape initiation of global net reality has led to the Great Awakening with heightened social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks. The genius of Mark Andreessen, who developed Netscape and is now a billionaire, once said that it's better to create a wholly new open system, a decentralized and transparent open system, than try to retrofit old paradigm closed systems that are centralized and opaque, and that resent and even resist optimal systemic improvements. Well, this is where we're at with the fourth phase of the computer internet revolution, a shift from internet to internet, the unity field of conscience, of love, of awareness, of fully present awareness, the internet, conscientious common sense. So I reference this because Andreessen's been in the media a lot. Lately, he's one of the most brilliant people in high tech industry, and he was recently interviewed by Joe Rogan on one of his most watched podcasts the last year on YouTube. And Mark brilliantly explained the outrageous economic tyranny whereby the Biden administration has debanked dozens of tech startups to challenge the closed system, the monopoly of big tech. Well, I've been talking about that here recently. The post I sent out yesterday, and this is a huge issue. We're talking about a whole new economic system, the quantum financial system. So I go into this a little bit, where it's going, and how to hold the vision of global freedom and opportunity in the spirit of communion, telecommunication, telecommunity, the whole unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, that's on the Great Seal of the United States. So we're coming into, again, a unity consciousness with the global village. So anyway, folks, I didn't get to all the pieces today. You can do that yourself on your own. The links, again, are provided in the show notes of the new podcast. as this goes into a podcast. So I want to thank everyone for listening, and hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.